Songs of Zion. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 33. If you find the place, you're able to stand. We'll be looking there in Jeremiah, chapter number 33. All right? In the passages that are there, I didn't realize to know as we look here in that chapter. All right? Jeremiah, chapter number 33. Verse 1, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord hath formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Now, Father, bless your word to every heart. We do thank you for it, and how good it is to be in the house of God. We praise you and thank you, thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Lord, we realize and know that now that you're doing something that we can't put our finger on, we can't understand, but we know thou doest all things well. Help us, I pray, to be able to trust you even when we can't trace what you're doing. And we'll say thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach on He's Listening for Your Call. As I look into this Bible lesson here, you'll find that when God said in our text verse, "Call unto me," God said, "and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Now, this is the second time God has spoken unto Jeremiah while he shut up in the court of the prison. And let me tell you right now is that here's the message that he has the first time and second time, and that's here's what it is. It's a matter of call unto me, God said. Now, you know, God's doing something. I can't tell you how many people are here, Elaine, that said, you know, I don't understand any of what's going on in our lives. I don't either, but God does. You can believe that. And sometimes you're not going to get it figured out. You're just going to have to believe God and trust God that God knows exactly what's going on. I don't know who God's trying to reach, why he's trying to reach, what he's trying to reach, but bless your heart, honey, I guarantee you he's going to get it done. Make no mistake about it that whenever you look into the Bible that God's on his throne, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let me tell you, yesterday's gone, tomorrow may not ever come, but right now God is working in the eternity of right now. I want to say that here's what he's doing. The Bible said that you and I that are born of this world without excuse. You're sitting here, you youngsters that are here, you boys and girls. Maybe you're here and you're not saved yet. I want to ask you this, why aren't you? I mean, God's listening for you to call. God's already said, "I'm calling you," and he said, "I'm listening for you to call unto me." Call unto me, God said. I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. If you've not yet called upon the Lord, why hadn't you? What are you waiting on? In the lesson that we're looking at, you find out is that there's a great and mighty thing that God wants to show you. You know the greatest thing you'll ever see? I'll tell you what it is. It's the gift of life eternal, and that is in a person by the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, the greatest thing that a person can ever experience is the new birth and the miracle of the new birth. We're not talking about whenever you got your birth certificate at the courthouse. We're talking about, buddy, when you got pardoned again, and it came from God's house. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find is that the miracle of the new birth. Remember when he talked to Nicodemus? Nicodemus, he didn't understand. He was a little bit befuddled. How can a man enter back into his mama's womb and be born? And Jesus talked about being born to the water and so forth and on, and born to blood. But here's what he said. Here's what he said. "Marvel not that I've said unto thee, ye must be born again." You know what's wrong with the average religionist in the day we live in? One problem. They've never been shown the great and the mighty thing that God's talking about right here, and that's the new birth. I tell you right now, I remember when some of you boys and girls, young men and young ladies, I remember whenever you came and said, "Hey, I got saved." What a great thing that is. What a great hour that was. What a great moment that it was to get born into the family of God. I want to say to you that when you look at it, that's the greatest thing, and there's many great things that God will do. That's the greatest thing you and I will ever have, is to pass from death unto life, is to be born into the family of God. I want to say, "Marvel not," Jesus said, "that I said unto thee, Nicodemus, that ye must be born again." Number two in the lesson we're looking at, I want to talk about listening to the voice of God. Now, you know, it's not hard to listen to everybody else's voice that's around you. But the voice of God's calling you. Do you know what I'm saying? The voice of God's calling you to a place of repentance. And let me tell you, whenever he does call you, that Bible said over in Hebrews in chapter number 3 and about verse number 15, he said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. You know, there's been time God was troubling you. There's been time I remember when God was troubling me and troubling my heart and making me realize that, oh, that, hey, something was wrong on the inside of old Dennis that he couldn't fix by himself and of himself. And I had to come to a place of repentance and faith that God granted unto me that I might be washed by the blood and born into the family of God. In this lesson, let me tell you right now, is when God said, today, if you will hear his voice, you better not wait till tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, the Bible said, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let me tell you, do you realize at all that this morning you woke up and you're on this side of the earth? By tomorrow, the earth may be on top of you. You see what I'm talking about? You better know him in the free pardon of sin. Let me tell you, you'd better believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There never has been but one way of salvation. There's only one way right now. There'll be one way tomorrow if tomorrow comes, and that's in a person, and his name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to look over in a bit. Don't lose your text here, but look over in Revelation in chapter number 3, and I want you to find that place, if you possibly can, in chapter number 3 of the book of Revelation and about verse number 20. Now, when you look at that, and of course, we get down to the last of the church age and the layout of sin time, to where people are more interested in what all the body of Christ or whatever humanity says instead of the word of the Lord, and that's just wrong, but we ought to be interested in what God says. And here's what he says in verse number 20 of Revelation chapter number 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard God knocking at your heart's door? I mean, it might have been while you was in church. Might have been while you was at work. It might have been when you was at play. Might have been, you know, when you were up and down the road of life. And God comes knocking at your heart's door and bring into your mind the realization that what you need is the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, watch the rest of it. If any man will hear my voice. Do you remember on those days you could seemingly hear the voice of God in your mind, knowing that it was you that he's talking to? If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Now I want you to watch and pay close attention to them. God said, the Lord Jesus Christ, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And not only that, but if you'd hear his voice. Have you ever been through that route and route? I know that if you're lost without God, you have. If you've heard the gospel, you have. Now, let me say, if you're saying, yes, preacher, I have been through all of that, then open the door. You see? That's what he said. If any man will hear my voice, and open the door. You know, the reason why if you're not saved this morning is that because you didn't open the door. You got under conviction. You decided, I think I'll wait till another time. I'm worried about what somebody else may think about it. Let me tell you, the day that God gets you fit for the family of God and the kingdom of God is that you'll not worry about what anybody else is. You'll be consumed with he that's knocking and he that's speaking to your heart. This Bible said that if you hear his voice today, if you hear his voice, then what you need to do is that you need to open the door and he'll come in. I got to say to you that, if you will, the Lord is listening for you to call upon him. He's already called upon you. That's what that knocking was. That's what that speaking of the voice to your heart and mind was. That's what the preaching of the word of the Lord is. God's already spoken to you, so you ought to just open up the door. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you right now, is God is listening for you to be able to call. Back in our text, that if you will, there are several things that we ought to look at real quickly as we get down to the short rows of this. Is that as you get born again into the family of God, you know what he does? He makes a new creature out of you in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Getting born again is making a new creature out of you, Jesus said. And I'll tell you what you'll find back in our text in Jeremiah chapter number 33, in about verse number 11. Here's what you'll end up hearing. the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land at the first, saith the Lord. Let me tell you, is that if you want real joy, if you want real jubilation, if you want real gladness in your heart, you better trust him and open up that door we're talking about of your own heart. The sacrifice of praise, he said, you'll bring it right on in with you down to the house of God. Look in verse number 8, and here's why. He said, and I will cleanse them from their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby that they have sinned and whereby that they have transgressed against me. I can tell you right up front, make no mistake about it, is that whenever you get washed by the blood, born into the family of God, he will cleanse you inside and out. Now, in closing this morning, I want you to look in Deuteronomy chapter number 30. There's a passage over there that would be good for us to look at just real quickly. In the book of Deuteronomy, it's in chapter number 30, and it's about verse number 19. I want you to watch it, that when you begin to see it there, here's what he says in the passage there concerning. I want to say to you that when you begin to notice this, the Bible said in verse 15, first of all, he said, see that I've set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. That's the two choices you've got. When God comes knocking, if you'd rather die in your sins, say no to God. If you want to be forgiven of your sin, say yes to God and open up your heart's door. Notice another thing, verse number 19. He says, and I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, thou mightest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now watch this here. In the lesson that you're looking at, here's what we're discovering, and here's what we're noticing, is that you'll find out that God's given you a choice. Life and death, good and evil. Let me say to you that if you die without the Lord, you're going to spend eternity without the Lord. And it's not going to be because that he can browbeat you. Listen, if you were to say to the Lord, and you die without the Lord, and you were to make an appeal and cry in his destruction, well, Lord, why wouldn't you save me? You never called upon me. You never asked that I save you. See the difference? I got to tell you right now, is that if you'd come to know him in the free pardon of sin, and you get washed by the blood and born into the family of God, he'll give you the peace of God that'll pass all understanding. And he'll save your soul and wash you and cleanse you from your sin. And you'll have the voice of joy. You'll have the voice of gladness. You'll have absolutely the voice of praise and et cetera, and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't leave this world without him and stand before God and God have to ask you what reason that you would not come to the Lord. Have you found something that's a flaw in him that you would not come? Let me tell you right now, when God said, call unto me and I'll answer thee, God will answer thee. But you didn't call. Don't leave the world without calling upon the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our musicians are coming. Maybe you're here this morning and God's been tugging at your heart. Young man, young lady, a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. Maybe God's been tugging at your heart straight. Our song director's coming. We're getting ready to sing an invitation in song. And as we pray, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word. Thy word is true. Now I pray your blessings now upon them, and I pray now that you'd help us to move upon this request that you've given a tug at our hearts from heaven. There might be a woman, a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, a young man, a young lady. Whatever the need is, thou knowest. Now bless, I pray, the word to every heart, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. What number is it?
Page 165.
165. If you need to come, come quickly.